Good morning, my fellow Michiganders. Good morning, my fellow Americans. Welcome to the Grassroots Army Podcast. I am, of course, your host, former Michigan gubernatorial candidate Garrett Soldano. And I'm sorry, it's been a while since I have done a live because, like you, my mouth has been around an open fire hydrant just trying to keep up with everything that is going on in our crazy country right now. The content and the amount of content, it is just non-stop, and I think it's going to be non-stop from here on out. So we had a great weekend. I was actually the MC at the Kalamazoo County Republican Party's Lincoln Day, which was fantastic. Our chair, Pete Hoekstra, was there. He was the keynote speaker. We had Congressman Huizenga, Congressman Wahlberg, and many other people that showed up, got to talk with them, and it was just good to see and hear Pete Hoekstra speak about what's going on in the Republican Party. Is just a breath of fresh air with everything that's going on and him trying to do everything as possible to bring the party together and, most importantly, get Republicans to win in November, which that is our number one goal, folks. We can deal with the petty politics after November, but we have to win. We have to win in November. We have to do everything that we can as a movement, as a people, as Americans, and make sure that we're hammering down and helping all levels of office with all candidates to hopefully have just a huge, huge showing of folks in a red tsunami as what we wanted last time. That didn't happen, but hopefully it happens this time. So I wanted to highlight some things today with what was said, especially with the turnout in New Jersey at this Trump rally. Now, I saw estimates of 50,000, 80,000, 100,000. I don't care what it was. It was a huge, huge crowd. So I have to point out Congresswoman right here, Mickey Sherrill, who said, "Donald Trump, you're not welcome in New Jersey because in the Garden State, we believe in democracy. We know that diversity is our strength, and we let women make their own healthcare decisions. Do us all a favor and go back to court." Well, Mickey, a lot of people showed their support for our president. Oh, a lot of them. So again, people said 50,000, 80,000, 100,000. I don't care what it was. It was enormous, jam-packed. A lot of folks were there to support our president, President Trump. And obviously, the Democrats are in full freak-out mode when you have a blue state that is showing up in numbers. Now, granted, now people will travel. Don't get me wrong. But again, for the tens of thousands of people that showed up to hear him speak, that is sending a message because you just don't see that energy with the Biden administration. And I want to point out again, this is their only play. And again, I warned Republican candidates to stay off this topic because you're just feeding right into the Dems' trap. They want to focus all of their energy on healthcare decisions, on reproductive health, and of course, abortion. Okay, that's all they want to talk about is abortion, 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 not the dumpster fire that is happening in our country. So if you're running for office, hey, keep to the facts. Don't go on the old election cycle narrative. Don't fall into it. It's up to the states now where it should be. Go into what's going on in our economy with interest rates, with rising gas prices, rising grocery prices, buying a home, the debt, the spending of our government. Stay on topic with that. Parental rights, all that stuff. That's what the majority of Americans are concerned about right now. Abortion is so last election cycle. Don't fall into that trap. So if you're running for office, stay on point, stay on narrative of what matters to the majority of Americans, and that is putting food on the table. And folks, it's getting bad. You know, in the Biden administration, well, it's because the shrinkflation, you know, these companies are trying to do everything they can to stay profitable. And with all the prices are going up, they have two choices. They either have to start making things smaller sizes and charging more, or just charge outlandish prices because of the Bidenomics, right? And so that's what's happening. Yeah, you're starting to see that things are getting smaller in size and you know, bags of potato chips aren't full. You know, the weight's going down, but the price is staying the same or if not going worse. These companies have to remain profitable, so they're going to do what they need to do. But bottom line, the Biden administration is failing us. They're failing us in a big way. So don't buy in. And I wanted to share a couple of clips of Biden and all the lies that he's been talking about, because if you tell a lie long enough, people start to what? Believe that it's true. So let's go into the lies that they caught him in last week. A lot.
Nearly a lie a minute. From whoppers about the economy to prevarications on Israel, Biden spun a fantasy land of a presidency that voters know is false. So what we want to do is put it all together, all right? So on screen, you'll see all 15 that the New York Post lists here. I don't know what you favor, Martha. Lie one is I've created 15 million jobs since I've been president. Problem is that all those jobs came back because COVID went away and you had the vaccine.
That's right.
How about number eight? Inflation was 9% when I came to office?
Nope.
That's right. and on it went. There it is right there. 9% when it came to office.
1.4% when he came into office, which is, you know, the Fed target area. So that's a healthy place. That's where you want to be. Also, it was no.
Do you imagine if all that was happening underneath the Trump administration, what the corporate media would be doing? They would be melting down nonstop. It's hilarious. They're trying to do everything that they can to hide this guy and hide the disaster that he has made this country. And so that, again, if you're running for office, hit home, hammer down on those issues. That's what the majority of Americans, now the 30, 35%, this Marxist movement that unfortunately is a good percentage of Americans right now. You can see it all throughout the country. They're going to vote for this guy no matter what. No matter what. So don't even go into conversation with those folks. It's not worth your time. Let's just see what the Weekend at Bernie's candidate, our president, said about people having all types of money, which I was just flabbergasted when he said this.
Real pain. I mean, grocery prices are up 30%, more than 30% since the beginning of the pandemic. And people are spending more on food and groceries than they have at any time, really, in the past 30 years. I mean, that's a real day-to-day pain that people
feel. It really is. And it's real. But the fact is that if you take a look at what the people have, they have the money to spend. It angers them and angers me that you have to spend more.
Have the money to spend? What planet is this guy on? He's not even in a planet. You can just tell he's not there. He's not running this country. The people who are controlling the puppet strings, and they're even having a hard time doing that because the guy's falling all over the place. My goodness gracious, people do not have the money to spend. And now look, I'm very blessed in my life and my family is very blessed. And we worked really hard to get to where we're at, but we're hurting. And we're hurting the fact that we have to really budget right now to make sure that we're paying all of our bills. And I feel that we're very, very well off and we're very blessed. And I can't even imagine folks who are not as blessed as we are that are just struggling to put food on the table. Because we're feeling it. And so if we're feeling it, I know a lot of other people are feeling it way worse. And so I don't even know how people are surviving right now. I really don't. Are they just going in debt? Are they putting all this stuff on credit cards right now? Are they just falling more and more behind? It's scary. And so it's going to happen. The economic crisis and the crash, it has to happen. The rug is going to be pulled out from underneath all of us here in the near future. It's not a matter of if, it's when. And so we all know that this stock market, this idea of the economy is just being held up right now. So when are they going to pull the rug out? Well, I've had a couple of people on here talk about this. They really feel that when Trump gets in the office and he wins, that's when they're going to do it, immediately within the first 90 days of his presidency. Or they're going to slowly trickle it down. So throughout his presidency, it's going to just continue to get worse, the economy and the stock market and everything else. I don't know. I wish I knew had the answer for that, but I really don't. But I do know that we can't keep this up and continue to print money and print more money and continue to give money to the garbage war in Ukraine and continue to put money overseas. And we have to worry about our folks. We have to quit giving money to all the illegal immigrants. How about to the folks that need this money? Our vets and everyone else, our homeless problem that we have. Americans need our help more than the world right now. And that's where the focus should be. And unfortunately, it's not. And so it's going to be a very, very interesting place. And that was one of my things that I hammered down at the Lincoln Day dinner this past weekend is, look, don't think, because President Trump's going to win. Unless something horrible happens, he's going to win. He's going to win in a big way. But sorry, folks, it's going to take a decade or two with you continually to being involved and being activated and continue to take back lost ground because our country is going to be hurting. President Trump's just not going to turn this ship around and get us going in the right direction in 4 years. It's not going to. We are in that deep of a hole. It's going to take two decades of great leadership, of great Americans, ordinary people doing extraordinary things to write this little idea called America. Because look, I predicted this, and many of you out there have predicted this too, like with illegal immigration that's happening and all these bad actors, like we're going to have a problem with a lot of these radical folks that are in this country. And you can already see it on campuses, and you see them stopping traffic and at commencement and walking out and waving a Palestinian flag and raising a Palestinian flag in place of the American flag, which is hot garbage. And that's why if that happens in your community, you have to organize, you have to activate, you got to show up, and you got to make sure that garbage is not happening. You don't let some other country's flag be raised in place of the American flag. Are you nuts? Stand up. Don't put your head in the shadows. Or one day you're going to wake up and say, what the hell happened? How did this happen? Well, it happened because your ass was on the sideline. Your ass was in the sand. Your head was in the sand along with your ass. And you weren't doing anything about it when you could. And slowly but surely, if you don't, you're going to get your freedoms taken away. And one day you're going to wake up and it's all going to be too late. And you're going to be like, woe is me. Well, it's your fault. You got to get activated now. And you got to start replacing this bad representation that's happening at the city council, commission, school boards, state reps, and so forth, everywhere. And so, again, I remind all of you, run for levels of office that you have a skill set to run for. God bless everyone that wants to throw their hat in the arena. I respect every single one of you. For someone who's ran for governor, I know what it takes. I know the sacrifice. I know the commitment. I know the financial hit that you will take when you have to leave your business or leave your place of work to run for office. I respect every single one of you. But again, I remind you all, instead of having 75 people, and I'm exaggerating, of course, but when you're having all these people run for governor or Senate or for some other positions, man, look at yourself in the mirror and really run for the skill set that you can do. Maybe that's just school board. Maybe that's just city commission. Maybe that's just supporting other candidates who have a skill set. But just don't think that you have some great ideas and everything else that, hey, I'm going to run for Senate or I'm going to run for governor. You have to bring a skill set to the table. If not, you're just watering down the race. And the people who have a legitimate shot to win in the general, you're just basically weakening them, right? It really is. Now, I'm not saying that you can't build a skill set. You truly can. In this beautiful country, if you want to be president one day, you can. But you have to build that. You have to build that skill set. You have to do that. You can't just wake up one day and say, well, I'm just going to run, because it just waters down everyone. And we have to get behind the candidates who have the skill set, who can actually go up against the folks in the general. That's just what needs to happen. Because, man, we're hurting in Michigan. We're hurting in our country. All of us continue to shake our heads with everything that's going on. But my goodness gracious, it's you. You have to remember the power comes with the people, locally all the way up to the federal level. But the local is where it's at. It truly is. And I want to end on this because I think it's very important, especially with the clown show that's happening in our public school systems in the state of Michigan. Look at this graph. Holy cow. Look at the amount of spending, because the Dems, they'll scream from the rooftops that we don't get enough money. We need more money for our schools. We need more money for our students. Look at that graph. Look at the amount of spending that is going through K through 12. And the other line, student achievement, is going down. So obviously putting more money into our public school systems, into our education, it's not the problem. It's not lack of funds. It's lack of leadership. It's this cultural ideology that continues to get force-fed down our kids' throats. They're focusing on this garbage, the cultural ideology, instead of what matters most, math, reading, science, history, all that. That's where the focus should be. But they continue to hammer down and do the diversity, equity, inclusion, the CRT, that they all claim that that's not happening. But bottom line, it's not a money problem. It's a leadership problem. It's a teacher union problem. And a lot of these teachers, my goodness gracious, man, you got to stand up against that. And I know it's hard. And sometimes you may feel that you're a minority, but man, the power of one can lead to the power of many. I guarantee you that the majority of your colleagues are feeling the same way. And I know that you're scared, that you don't want to stand up because of what will happen. But my goodness gracious, look what's happened to the students, because all these teachers who have a heart got into this profession because they love kids and they want to inspire kids. They want to make a difference, but you're not doing it. You're not doing it. The kids are failing. So it's time to eat some humble pie. It's time to break away from your powerful teachers union and start doing right with these kids. Because what's happened is the people who can, and God bless them, are taking their kids out of public schools and they're going into private schools. They're going to Christian schools. They're going to Catholic schools. They're doing homeschool. And the public school kids, the ones that don't have that opportunity, that they can't do it, they're getting hurt. And I really feel that we just need to get back to the basics with that, because that chart is very, very powerful. It's very powerful. It's not lack of money, that's for sure. I think it's lack of leadership. So I will continue to get on here. I'll be a little bit more active, folks. I know I haven't done a live here in a while. I've been just trying to keep up with the clown show of our country right now, because the Biden administration and all these Dems give us so gosh darn so much content that I can't keep up with it. So I'll continue to organize and activate Michigan and America's greatest asset as we the people, and we'll continue to move this country, our local communities, our state forward together as a movement, as a grassroots army. So again, stay motivated, stay inspired, stay activated, because this is going to be a knockdown, drag out fist fight in the phone booth, not for over the next year, not for over the next 5 years, 10 years, I believe 2 decades, folks. God has put you all in this moment for a reason. So hammer down and get it done. God bless you. God bless the state of Michigan. Of course, and always, God bless these United States. Until next time, bye-bye.